I think the more that people become aware of the challenges that exist in life, the difficulties, the illness, the tragedy, it's to that extent that they realize that we really have to be better prepared for the, what you would call the vicissitudes of life, all the ups and downs, all the challenges, all the unknowns that inevitably plague us at some point or another, even though we all hope and dream and imagine and fool ourselves into thinking that, oh, everything's going to be smooth, and it's, you know, it's, rarely is it smooth, rarely is it easy, rarely is it without serious serious challenges. And what I think is that the problem that I've noticed, and I must admit that I get on a daily basis a lot of people, you know, all the time with real serious trouble, illness, mental illness, parnosa problems, children problems, you know, today that's very prevalent. And there's one common denominator that everybody has. If in the good times, before we're really malumid in these nisyonos, we would be better connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feel a deeper sense of the loving relationship, feel more comfortable in turning to Him b'tefillah, feel more confident in His involvement in our lives, in His love for us, in His caring for us, in His involvement with all the details, and in His hashgacha protis. If we would have those feelings early on, then our ability to cope with the unknown, with the challenges as they arise, when they arise, would be unbelievably enhanced by that previous state of being, that previous relationship, that previous sense of connection and appreciation. When we have to start expanding our relationship with Hashem in times of trouble, it's very, very difficult. It's harder. There's guilt involved. There's discomfort involved. There's embarrassment involved. And there's distance involved. It's very hard to make up for years of a neglected relationship in moments. And that's sometimes what we have to do. Now, I'll admit that the hechrich of the moment is very great. When a person's in real trouble, then the motivation to reconnect with Hashem is intense. But sometimes, even with intense motivation, if I've been so negligent, if I've been so far away, if it seems so remote, so distant, so out of sight, out of mind, so like all of a sudden to be able to connect on a deep level, there really isn't a button that you can press that to put relationship development on the fast track or on some type of a speed, the speed dial, and all of a sudden we're going to have that depth of relationship. So it really is very worthwhile and very beneficial to develop that relationship, that closeness, that trust, that reliance, that comfort in tefillah, that bitochin, to develop that as early as possible before we become introduced and exposed to the, I would say, almost inevitable difficulties that people face in life. And the benefits for that are twofold. Oh, many more than twofold, I shouldn't say that. Number one, besides everything else, is menuchas ha-nefesh. It's a different world. Just look at the world. People who have tragic losses and don't have that connection to Hashem, and just some of the stories that we hear about the people who had tragic losses, but their relationship with Hashem is real. It's vibrant. It's alive. It may have even come out of previous tragedies, as unfortunately, in this last enormous tragedy that the community experienced. But the people that are there, it's a whole different ability to cope. It's a whole different world. Life goes on because I'm prepared. You're never prepared, and it's never pleasant, and it's devastating. But on the other hand, there's an inner strength that I have. There's an inner sense of confidence in Hashem that, unfortunately, besides anything beyond what I can ever understand, but He knows what He's doing, and He's doing it right, and He's doing it good, and everything He does is for the good, and it creates such a menuchas hanefesh. And besides that, it also changes the equation, because now I have a vehicle and an ability to influence things. Because kefi, the degree, and this we quote from the Chofetz Chaim all the time, and Agav, I saw the same exact concept in the Briskarov, from the Briskarov as well, that kefi, the degree of connection and trust that I have with Hashem, it's to that degree that I have Hatzlocha. It's not an all or nothing thing. I'm completely 100% with Him, with the fullest level of bitochen, and then it's going to have an effect. No, whatever level I have, it's to that level I'll influence the Hatzlocha. So it's something that has benefits all across the board. And therefore, I want to just very, very brief moment to practically almost list. Just list. But maybe just with I'd like to say a sentence or two, but who knows what'll come out. Just a short, brief commentary on these items. Great people have said, and I say that because I never got straight who exactly said this, and it could very well be that many people said this. But the quote that they quote is that when I daven, when I pray, I talk to Hashem. When I study His Torah, Hashem talks to me. And that really is the most tangible expression, or the most tangible vision of an ongoing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I talk to Him. I ask Him what I want. I plead my case. I cry my heart. I beg for the problems, mine, others, whatever the situation may be. And of course, I'm speaking to Him. That's part of a relationship. Some people feel that, okay, the relationship is only one-sided, but it's not really true. One reason it's not true is because we know that when we follow the directives of Torah, the Das Torah, the Halacha, the Musar, the Hanhoga, the Midas Tovus, that which we're supposed to follow, and that's that which everything, all of Torah is about, is to create this Tikkun HaMidas and to go on the proper path. When we do that, then Hashem is leading us. I like to say, I believe that may be the pshat in what Chazal say, Chochem Odif Minovi. Say, a Chochem is greater than a Novi. A Novi sees the future. A Novi, Hashem talks to, tells what we're supposed to do. A Chochem learns. He knows the Torah. But there it is. They're really the same. Because the Chochem, through the insights and the directives of the Torah, is telling us what the right thing to do is, what the proper thing, and what will bring the success that we want to see, because we're following the divine directive, which is equivalent to what a Novi does. And in a sense, it's even greater than a Novi, because the Torah was completely revealed to us. And we know in the Torah, HaDerech Yeluchu Bo, we know the Torah does everything. One of the most amazing things to see is the table of contents of the modern-day Tshuva Sforim. Because they talk from ancient sources about inventions that were invented yesterday. they didn't exist. This modern technology, this modern cure for an illness, this, that, the other thing, they didn't exist. They didn't exist 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 2,000 years ago. But yet, it's all there. The Chocham, the Novi, only has what Hashem reveals to him at the moment. That's all the Novi has. The Novi has to have a revelation from Hashem. The Chocham, it's all been revealed at Har Sinai. So we have this real basis for relationship. However, in order to maximize that relationship, we have to take it seriously. The tefillah has to be taken seriously, and the Torah has to be taken seriously. And here's sometimes where we think only about the moment. The tefillah, I think of the moment. You know, the moment of tefillah that I think about is that I'm tired and it's hard to get out of bed, or I'm lazy, or I'm playing ball, or I'm doing something else. I'm busy, and so I'll daven, but tefillah with tzibur, you know. We don't think about it as this is a critical ingredient in the most important and lasting relationship that I can have in my life, and a formula that's worth investing constantly, daily, many times a day, just to be able, besides everything else and all of the chiyuv and the mitzvah and the inspiration and the chizuk, but just to be able to forge that relationship, to have that sense of security when I face an unknown future. And the same thing with the learning. When we learn, so we're connecting with this is the Teres Hashem. These are the guidelines that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us for living. This is the blueprint, Chazal say, based on which he created the world. All the secrets of creation are here. This is all about, this is his value system, this is his moral system, this is his directives, this is, you could almost say, his autobiography. Everything about him. And when I study it, it forges that much closer relationship because I get to know him. You know, part of forging a relationship is we've got to get to know each other. If we don't get to know each other, we can't have a relationship. Well, this is how we get to know him, because we know what he's all about. And yet, when it comes to these two things, sometimes they're so, you know, they're the things that probably more than anything else that need chizuk, because there's so much time that's needed to be involved. There's so much effort that's needed to be involved. There's sometimes challenges that are involved in order to interfering with these things. And it's something that we really have to, take seriously. And now, it's so easy to get caught up in losing the relationship potential here because, you know, I guess I slack off a little bit and then a little more and then I forget and then, and then I run in late and then I try to hop a couple of psukim and a couple of words and a couple of, you know, and same thing with the learning, you know. It's when it's off and on, when it's slight, when it's not with passion, it doesn't really forge that relationship. And without that relationship, we remain vulnerable to all the difficulties that face us, besides the lost opportunity for the moment of the intense level of mitzvah and sipuk and spiritual growth that, you know, we have involved in these things. And there's one more thing that I think is very critical, and that is to pay attention to the Hashgocha Protis and the Chaste Hashem. You know, sometimes when we say, well, I talked to him, but he doesn't seem to answer. And the answer is, he's answered a long time ago. He said, Terem yikro elecho aneinu. He answers even before we call out. The Hashgocha that's in motion in the world, the divine forces that take place to bring us all of the chesed that life does bring us, these are all responses to tefillah. These are responses to our Avodas Hashem. These are judged in the moment based on our spiritual level and spiritual connection at the time that we're faced with the need and the challenge and the need for a little miracle or the need for great Hashgocha or the need for a big miracle. And these are all the factors. So we have to pay attention to that too. And one of the things I think that's very, very true is we learn from early on in childhood to mumble brochus. We mumble brochus. That's very nice because we're mumbling something, you know. And I wouldn't dare to eat some food without a mumble or two before and even a mumble or two after. But the mumble I don't know whether you're yotze the din brocha, but you're certainly not expanding that relationship. But if we stop to think, what an opportunity, what a chesed, every bodily function that we have, every physical, material hanoah, every ounce of food, every ounce of pleasure, all the benefits of life, all of these are gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Makor HaBrochos. We have this personal relationship with him, and he's the Melech HaOlam. And I love to say every time I say the words Melech HaOlam, to tell a little moshel that I heard once from my mother-in-law, Zil Gesunden Stark Sein. She said that there's a moshel of an almona, a woman. She was an almona supporting a whole house full of children. And she used to go every day to the shuk to sell bagels. She had a basket full of bagels. And that was what she would sell, and that's how she would sustain the family. And one day she's standing in the shuk the whole day, and she didn't sell a bagel. And starting to get late, it's getting dark. She's very distraught. She didn't sell a bagel. She's gone home. Children are at home. She has to go home. And she's very, broken that she didn't sell one bagel. On the way, somebody passes her by and says, "What do you got in that basket?" "Yeah, bagels. How many? This? I need them all." Buys up all the bagels. And she's walking home, with a smile on her face. And she says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, you're so busy with so many significant, earth-shattering issues in your world. Where do you find the time to look into this little basket of this almona to see how many bagels she sold today?" And really, that's what it is. The Melech HaOlam. Hey, there's so many problems in the world today. You know what's going on in Syria? Who knows what's going to be with the United States, with Russia? Not to mention Iran, and Givald, and not about the communal problems and the health problems and the political problems. And the world is literally sometimes seems like it's falling apart at the seams, even more than that. And the Melech HaOlam, who has so many more issues to take care of, he makes sure I have this little drink of water that I take from the water fountain. I have my coffee that I have. I have my breakfast, my lunch, my snack, my this. I wake up in the morning. I fall and go to sleep at night. I have my shoes. I can take my steps. I can sit up. I can stand up. I can walk. I can talk. I can give out. The Melech HaOlam has nothing more important to do. And I think that when we focus on the chesed and Hashem's hashgacha, I think that we can also begin to feel that deeper sense of relationship with him, that deeper sense of connection. And those connections, Rabbi Yisai, it's poshut that we need those connections. Besides all of the benefits and besides all of the propriety of all of these connections, but we need them because life is complicated. And the more that we have those connections, the more we influence the future in a positive way, and the more menuchas hanefesh we have to cope with all of the difficulties.